Hi there, everybody. Welcome back to my she shed. Wouldn't it be cool to have a real she shed? I mean, I know people who have seen pictures of them on social media, and I look at it and go, oh, it just looks so fun. Oh, anyway, I'm taking a little walk back behind our house and cutting through the hum you sound as a substation and looking down, and there are footprints of deer in the muddy earth beneath my feet. Wow, there was a time in my life when I would have just been astounded at that sight. Wow, deer have been walking here. Because I grew up in, I was born in Long Beach, and I was raised, well, I lived in Long Beach till I was about five. And then we moved to, let's see, I want to say La Habra, down in Southern California. And then from there we went to Whittier, South Whittier. And I have met a lot of my high school buddies, friends on Facebook from my high school. I went to Sierra High School, which has been closed for many, many years. And it's just really amazing. I had a girlfriend named Janelle when I was a junior in high school. And she and my other best friend, Peggy, when I was a junior in high school, they were kind of my escape. My family life, as a lot of you know, when I was growing up was, well, let's just put it this way. My grandmother was my pillar of strength. The rest of the family, not so much. So when I was growing up, my home life, I spent a lot of time at my girlfriend's houses. I spent the night. I spent a lot of time at my next door neighbor's house, because even though they kind of suffered from the same kind of garbage that my family did, but they were a family. They were inseparable. They did stupid things, but they stayed together. They worked through it. And they had Nana. Nana was, let's see, back then, I think she was about 72 years old. I'm not 100% sure. When I was a teenager, she went up to not even my shoulder. I was tall. I mean, I'm 5'8". I was 5'8 and a half back then. And just this green-eyed little white girl, you know. And Nana came from Mexico City. And she was very proud of the fact that she got a certificate in English. In other words, she learned to speak English. And she showed it to me. And I said, I always wanted to speak Spanish. And so she says, I speak to you in English, you speak to me in Spanish, and you will learn. And I said, okay. So she was one of the main reasons why I grew up speaking Spanish. Funny story about that. Some of you have heard this. There was, let's see, one, two, maybe three houses down, and there was a family that had two boys and two girls. The youngest little boy was about five, and if he saw me outside, he would come running up to where I was, and to me it just sounded like he was going, what are you doing there? What are you doing? You know, and he'd laugh and he'd go running back. Now, he had an older brother who, of course, was putting him up to all this. But I decided next time he did it, because he did it a lot, I would listen really carefully and keep repeating it to myself. And then I would go next door to my girlfriend's house and say to my girlfriend, not to Nana, to my girlfriend's house, and I would ask Teresa, we called her Bebe. I said, Bebe, what does this mean? And I told her, and she goes, oh, where did you hear that? And I said, Junior said it. He keeps coming up to me and saying that. She goes, oh my gosh. I said, what does it mean? She says, I can't tell you that. And it was so foul that she couldn't repeat it. So I said, okay. So this is what I want to do. Tell me how to say, teach me how to say, if you say that to me again, I'm going to tell your dad. And she did. And I repeated it over and over and over again. And eventually, I got it down pat. And I waited and waited. Of course, he didn't come back right away. But one day he did. And I looked at him and I said, I don't remember how to say it now, but I wish I could remember it. Oh well, anyway, I'll figure it out later. I told him, if you say that to me again, I'm going to tell your dad. His eyes got so big, and he opens his mouth, and he starts crying really, really loud. And he goes running home, and he never did it again. And so I decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to learn this language. So I did. I was a fast forward. Wow. Yeah. At Cal State Fullerton, I was a communications major, and I switched over to linguistics, studying languages. And yeah, pretty much was conversational in about 5 different languages, but not really. You know what I'm saying. I just kind of a working knowledge. And Spanish, though, has pretty much stayed with me. In an emergency, if somebody needs help, I can speak. But it does come back to me at times of need, which is really cool. So, yep. I don't know how I got on that tangent. Just my childhood. So, my grandmother was my rock, my fortress. I did a live feed on Facebook today about my life and choices. And God's saying, you know, you are where you are by His grace, but you are where you are because of your choices. Wow, that'll preach. You are where you are because of your choices. So, I just want to encourage you to really make good choices. Make the decision to do the hard work. Yeah, it sucks, but do it anyway. And I'm not really fond of hard work, I have to be honest with you. I'm just not. But there's sometimes when I get in the zone, don't get in my way. when I start something that's related to my passion, oh my goodness, I get fired up. So find your passion. Find your passion and then run with it. So I just wanted to check in with you. You know, last year kind of sucked. We all kind of believe that. But I have to say, looking back, it had a rocky start. I mean, my husband was in the hospital. But now, in 2020, things have turned around dramatically. We have had so many blessings. We found a drug, a medication, that is helping Walt. It's helping Walt's breathing get back to normal. He doesn't have to struggle to breathe anymore. He's not on medication 4 or 5 times a day. None of that. And it's just because of well, you might want to try this. And then boom, that's the one. So stay hopeful, my dear ones. Stay hopeful and realize there are opportunities out there, not just for other people, but for you. realize that there are good things coming your way. Don't look at the circumstances. Look at the possibilities. And keep on keeping on. Find in your memory who you most admire, who you most want to be like, who you want to emulate. And then figure out what you need to change about you in order to do that. And then be your best version of that person, but still be who you are. I became the, I got a car coming by. I became a new and improved version of my grandmother. She wasn't perfect, but she sure was strong. So God bless you. If you're listening to this, know that I love you. And let's get back together for a tea party in the she shed, shall we? Alrighty. Bye-bye now.